The question was asked, if one is created in the Sefer HaYetzirah, can he be created, counted in a minyan? Our sages tell us that when God created man, he gave him this book in which he describes how man can create some kind of automaton, some kind of being which will listen to his commands, which will seem human. And Chazal tell us that there were Tanaim and Amoraim who created people like this, and then they buried them. So it seems that they are not human, because if the Tanaim and Amoraim could, so to speak, put them to sleep, then obviously they're not considered human beings. And it would seem that they are not a part of a minyan. It would seem that not. There's a response in the Chacham Tzvi that discusses it, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. But on the surface, it would seem that they are not. They cannot be counted as part of a minyan. The Gemara describes they were once short on a person for a minyan. So what they did is, one of the Amoraim freed his servant. And if really they could have just created people, then they should have done that. Why did they free a servant, which seems to be a prohibition? So it seems like they cannot be counted as part of a minyan. But there's a lot to discuss, and this concept needs discussion. But it's all beyond me.